As if the troubles in Greece and Ireland weren't enough, Italy now faces questions about its economy. Rather than a sudden, dramatic financial crisis, Italy faces broader problems, which have been a long time coming. Italy suffers from a huge underground economy, massive bureaucracy, and other issues. The cost could be highest for Italy's young people, the future workforce. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Italy's economy is a paradox. Italians are big savers. Household wealth is one of Europe's highest. Homeowners are a majority, yet there was no real estate bubble here. Italian banks are solid and don't need government support. Yes, public debt is one of Europe's highest, but at least half is in Italian hands.
What's really missing in Italy is growth.
Economist Luigi Spaventa is a former budget minister.
For 15 years, we've been growing less than the rest of Europe. Our relative position has deteriorated uninterruptedly. Our recession has been steeper than that of other European countries.
Productivity has been flat for years. Italy has lost much of its traditional export market, and GDP has declined steadily. Other factors also hinder growth. Inadequate infrastructure, massive red tape, Europe's largest underground economy, pervasive tax evasion, and ever more powerful organized crime. This is why Italy has hardly any foreign investments, and future prospects are grim. Economist Pierpaolo Benigno says a key obstacle is society's indifference toward its young.
It's not a country where young people can think to have a dynamic future like there is in other countries, opportunities for work satisfaction and life satisfaction.
2.5 million young people, 16% of those between the ages of 15 and 34, neither study nor work, nor are they looking for a job. They've been dubbed the missing, and 2/3 of young people still have no choice but to live with their parents. For the last month, Italian cities have been rocked by demonstrations by students protesting drastic budget cuts in education. Nationwide, young people demanding a better future have taken to occupying hard-to-reach university rooftops.
I don't feel we have dignity here.
Marco Beneduce is in his last year of biology. He's among a group of Rome University students camping out on a Roman roof. The weather has been cold and rainy, and they take turns sleeping in two small tents.
I'm going to leave Italy in order to work, to have a better life. But I'm staying here on this roof because I want to fight till the end to make things better. I don't want to live beaten by this government.
Many of Beneduce's friends have already emigrated abroad. They're part of what has been called the irreversible Great Escape. In the last 4 years alone, about 1 million Italians, mostly young and well-educated, have pursued careers outside the country. The annual report of the Censis think tank, a major survey of the state of the country, says Italy lacks the necessary energy and strength for an economic revival. Its diagnosis is devastating. Italians, Censis says, have lost hope, desires, faith, ideals, and a sense of legality. And lack of confidence in the future has triggered violence and a sense of interior emptiness. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.